An Arkansas Drought Contingency Response Network has been meeting. They're developing strategies to monitor and prepare for times of extreme drought in the natural state. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, as a result, an Arkansas Drought Council is forming to deploy recommendations.
To strategically manage resources in a time of drought, the state counts on Edward Swaim. He's chief of the Water Management Division at the Arkansas Water Resources Commission, in charge of dam safety, floodplain management, non-point source pollution, surface and groundwater quantity and quality. He also conducts long-range planning for the Arkansas Water Plan.
The Water Plan is our state's comprehensive plan for anything related to water. And it trends toward water quantity issues, but has quite a bit of quality involved, as well as infrastructure that we need to manage water and to use water.
The Arkansas State Water Plan, mandated by the state legislature in 1969, is organized by 11 major river basins.
The plan has been the responsibility of the commission since 1969. It had been originally drafted in the early 70s. Then an update was done after the 1980 drought, and that finished in 1990.
In 2011, lawmakers asked for another update, which involved 1,000 stakeholders and a technical working group to project water demand and availability through 2050. From springs to natural lakes, creeks, rivers, and aquifers, Arkansas historically has had an abundance of water, but the state's water resources have been heavily tapped, first by agriculture, which consumes 80% of use, energy production 10%, with industry and municipalities taking up the rest. The final publicly vetted water plan in 2015 established new rules on water, from watershed management to water use reporting, Swaim says.
We've also worked a lot on irrigation water conservation. We've helped with other agencies, helped finance some positions for people to go into the field and help farmers reduce their water use by becoming more efficient, primarily with technology and techniques that are newly developed. We also are doing some cost share programs to get meters on wells to improve the data that we use to estimate how much water we use and also to project that out into the future. So there are a lot of different things going on, and one of them is drought planning.
The Arkansas Water Plan also recommended the State Natural Resources Commission develop a coordinated drought contingency response network involving state, regional, local, and agency leaders with constitutional and statutory water management duties, federal agencies, drinking water utilities, organizations, institutions, and the private sector.
We also always see effects on row crop agriculture from droughts. What we saw in recent droughts, including the one in 2012, that was very bad in Arkansas, and the temperatures were high, unusually high that summer. A lot of people had to sell cattle because they could not feed them on their farm because they weren't able to produce hay. And we also saw, you know, an increased use of groundwater. So that causes some loss for the next year, because we have to recover that over the winter as the groundwater recharges. Then there are all kinds of other effects of drought that you wouldn't normally expect. Trees die and fall in urban areas. We also have to worry about water supply from municipal supplies. We have small towns maybe that have small reservoirs. Those start to lose storage.
The network drew insight from the National Drought Mitigation Center at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln to identify and monitor drought indicators, assess and communicate potential risks of drought stages to various sectors, and provide a coordinated, consistent message on mitigation and response to drought, including impacts on critical water resources.
The alluvial aquifer is about 84% of our agricultural use, and about 16% is surface water use, whether from a reservoir or a stream. So if you take a town in East Arkansas, the city is probably drawing water from a different aquifer than the farmers are. Now, some farmers are drawing from the deeper aquifer. And in the long run, what we are trying to avoid is increased agricultural use of the deeper aquifers, such as the Sparta.
The Sparta aquifer underlies the eastern third of Arkansas, along with the Mississippi alluvial aquifer. The Arkansas Highlands, in contrast, contain the Ozark, Springfield Plateau, and Rubidoux aquifers, among others. Arkansas also has numerous U.S. Army Corps of Engineered reservoirs, impounding rivers. Arkansas lakes and underground waters are at risk during prolonged and extreme drought, Swaim says.
Our traditional method of irrigation has involved a lot of guesswork. We're gradually moving away from that. The Cooperative Extension Service, the Natural Resources Conservation Service, and conservation districts, and also private vendors of sensing systems, of irrigation pipe, and other devices and things that you would buy if you were going to irrigate, are all out in the field trying to explain how the irrigator can save money and, by the way, save water, because they can irrigate a little bit less, irrigate on a better schedule, and by measuring everything, measuring the crop need and the amount of water applied, then applying that more evenly and at the right times, they're going to use a lot less water.
He says efficiencies up to 40% in water savings are available and are being encouraged. In its final report, the network called for the formation of a state drought council steered by the Arkansas Natural Resources Commission Water Management Division. The council includes leaders from the Arkansas Department of Emergency Management, the National Weather Service, Arkansas Department of Health, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and U.S. Geological Survey, who together will coordinate mitigation and response efforts related to drought situations. Swaim says up in northwest Arkansas, Beaver Water District, which wholesales treated lake water to customers in Bentonville, Fayetteville, Springdale, and Rogers, has undertaken exemplary drought planning.
Well, they just started, but that's exactly what we were hoping that would happen around the state. But when they do regional planning, that's really where I think it shows the success of the effort to get ahead of problems rather than to try to deal with them as they pop up. So I think it's a great, great thing they're doing.
If you don't know, the Arkansas Natural Resources Commission is charged with managing and protecting the state's lands and waters for the health, safety, and economic benefit of all Arkansans. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.